On the line from Dublin, Ireland, we have Dr. Niece Middleton talking about her new book, Homo Lapsus, Sin, Evolution, and the God Who is Love. Good morning, Dr. Middleton.
Good morning.
All right. Well, of course, a debate that has been going on for years, especially, of course, since the whole evolution thing came up. And you kind of take a closer look at that and broadly, though, how science and the Bible actually coincide. Tell us about what you do, Dr. Middleton.
I'm a college lecturer in DCU, Dublin City University, and I lecture in systematic and moral theology and philosophy of religion.
And in America, it's getting tougher and tougher to talk religion, especially Christianity in colleges. Are you seeing something similar there in Ireland?
Well, yeah, I mean, academia is very politically correct. And it's because we're a Catholic department. There's also the DCU. We were like a Catholic institution, but we were incorporated into a very big university, which is unusual. And it's very good because you have also the Church of Ireland, which would be the equivalent of Episcopalianism in the States. They're there as well. So all of the Christian denominations are actually in the college.
Oh.
So we're able to do what we have to do, you know, which is good.
All right. Well, tell us in the book, what was the goal of the book to help educate us?
Yeah, well, you see, everybody thinks that the problem is direct creation, that evolution seems to contradict Genesis, that, you know, we weren't created directly, we were created through a natural process on the universe, what is over 13 billion years old, not 6 days. But the real problem, I mean, that can easily be reconciled theologically, but the real problem, and this is for all denominations, even those that accept evolution, is the evolution of evil, that for neo-Darwinists and Darwinists, that the evolution of evil was inevitable. So things like Auschwitz and the two world wars and all the problems we have, that this was inevitable, that it was the impact of natural selection on human nature. That actually caused Darwin himself to lose his faith. He was going to be an Anglican clergyman, but he lost his faith in the theistic God of Christianity, because if the evolution of evil was inevitable, it casts doubt on our concept of an all-loving, all-good, all-powerful God. I mean, the teaching of Christianity is that we brought sin into the world. We had choice. We had free will. But evolution seems to say we didn't. And that's what, you know, neo-Darwinists and all would say, that it was inevitable. And they say they understand evil, that Christianity is now redundant, and that they know how to resolve it. A lot of it will be genetic engineering and prosthetic means, which is kind of scary. So that's what I did the book for, to see, was it inevitable? And studying evolutionary biology, paleoanthropology and primatology, it becomes very clear that no, it wasn't inevitable, that it was far more likely that we would have evolved into being the most peaceful, loving and constructively cooperative species on the planet. We were a very loving species. You can see it evolving over millions of years. Goodness.
The book is Homo Lapsus, Sin, Evolution, and the God Who is Love. Science can help us, but it can't give the full story. We need both science and religion, discovery, revelation, grace, and Jesus. From Dr. Niece Middleton. What's one more key thing that you'd like to share about the book that you'd want people to know, and also kind of give us any idea, if we get the book, what more can we learn?
Okay, well, contrary to what people think, evolution actually provides evidence in favor of Genesis, the Christian view of human nature. It actually supports the doctrine of a primal fall at the outset. And the book will also equip all those Christians, I think it's very necessary, with the knowledge and the insight to take on atheistic arguments and scientific arguments, because it simplifies the scientific arguments and the theological arguments and connects them up with each other, puts them in relation to each other, so that any Christian who reads the book will be able to take on any atheist or scientist who's arguing on that subject. And science is actually in this case providing empirical evidence for a foundational doctrine of Christian revelation.
All right, and again, tell us what you do, because I think that just emphasizes that with this book that you deal with in colleges and universities. So tell us real quick about what you do, and yes, I think that'll help people understand that how this will help them with the debate and the conversation about evolution.
Yeah, well, I'm a college lecturer in theology and philosophy of religion. I deal with human origins, and we do the religion. The religion science issue is a very big issue. It's the issue, you know, in contemporary Christianity, and the whole, it's a nettle that has to be really grasped. And, you know, it's actually evangelical Christianity which is doing the very cutting edge theology at the moment, because it really understands the difficulties. But the, you know, people kind of think it's really only evangelical Christianity that has a problem with it. But the real problem is the problem of evil, that evil seems to have evolved inevitably. And that's a problem for all Christian denominations, because it would mean you couldn't believe in an all-good, all-powerful God, which is exactly why Darwin lost his faith. He had been going to be an Anglican clergyman, but when he saw the impact that natural selection had on human nature and felt that evil was inevitable, he couldn't believe in he lost his faith in the theistic God of Christianity, the all-good, all-loving God. So this is an issue for all of Christianity. And as I said earlier, when we kind of got cut off, neo-Darwinists, well-known neo-Darwinists like, you know, Stephen Pinker, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris and so on, they're saying Christianity is now redundant because they can explain evil and they can show how it needs to be dealt with. And, you know, yes, knowledge is power, and knowing how we evolved and can help us to know how to avoid future catastrophes. But they'd be talking about things like genetic engineering and prosthetic means, which could lead to a dystopian future. So it shows actually that the gospel really is good news. We have grace and we have the example of Christ. So, you know, we're not stuck with just science. And, you know, that we have supernatural help in solving the problem as well. So that's what the book is about.
All right, it's called Homo Lapsus. It's an Homo sapien, but Homo Lapsus, Sin, Evolution, and the God Who is Love by Dr. Niece M. Middleton. Dr. Middleton, again, thank you so much for your grace and patience. Where can people go to find the book?
Well, you can get it on Amazon online. I think it's in Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Christian Books, and Amazon. You can get it.
All right, and do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can find out more information about you and the book?
Oh, yeah, I have a website. It's nievemiddletonauthor.com. That's NIAMHMIDDLETON, nievemiddletonauthor.com. And I also have a Facebook page, Nieve M. Middleton.
Okay, but for the website, it's just your first and last name, NIAMHMiddleton.
Yeah. .com.
Or author.com.
Yeah, Middleton.com. Yeah, needmiddletonauthor.com. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.